Diseases like cancer, tuberculosis, and Ebola kill millions of people each year. By combining computer technology with biochemistry, 17-year-old Anvita Gupta identified new medicines to combat these illnesses. She used an innovative technique to get the computers to look for potential drugs, earning a third place award at the competition and $35,000.
So I've actually found four new tuberculosis drugs. They're natural compounds and they've been screened from the ocean, isolated from the ocean near China.
The search to cure skin cancer began as a personal quest for Emily Ashkin after her mother was diagnosed with the disease. She took a novel approach to enhancing a treatment that uses the body's own immune system, T cells, to help fight melanoma, the deadliest form of cancer.
I discovered how to make the cancer cells more recognizable to the killer T cells by using chemotherapy treatment, by using drugs to manipulate the cancer cells, slow them down, make them more vulnerable and susceptible for the killer T cells to be able to recognize them.
Early malaria detection can save many lives. A smartphone that detects the parasites that cause malaria and other blood diseases may be the wave of the future, especially in developing countries. Tanay Tandon created a low-cost microscope lens that attaches to a smartphone camera. Photos of patient blood samples give rural doctors a tool to quickly identify parasites.
The thing that I was targeting this towards is that in rural areas, you know, there's devastating parasite mortality rates because a lot of times these diseases go undetected.
Cutting-edge technology is helping these high school students make real scientific advances, says Wendy Hawkins, executive director of the Intel Foundation, sponsor of the competition.
Most of these students are doing work that is certainly sophisticated enough that it would be at the senior levels of university-level research.
And that includes the work of Daivat Pandya, who thinks he's found a way to increase the available bandwidth on large computer networks, including the Internet, which continues to grow worldwide.
We have to find a way to use our existing infrastructure to support all of these new users and all of this new data. So we have to be able to solve the problem of increasing the bandwidth available to be able to maintain the speeds that are available on the Internet today.
This year's competitors join other alumni who have gone on to make extraordinary contributions to math and science and received even greater awards, including the Nobel Prize. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.